Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is John Stallion.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We've got a great show for you. I'm going to talk about the NFL schedule release, the NBA playoffs, the Braves taking on the Cubs. I do have a special guest later in the show. It is David Boyd, who is a part of the Columbus Sports Council. We're going to talk about some of the upcoming events that's happening in and around the Chattahoochee Valley. And then I'm also going to have my 2-a-days, Harris County and Auburn. But before I get into any of that, I have some thoughts on Caitlin Clark. 2.2 million people tuned in to watch Caitlin Clark on Tuesday night as the Indiana Fever lost to the Connecticut Sun 92-71. Caitlin Clark had 20 points and she had 10 turnovers. And my thoughts on this is it's going to take some time. She is the face of the league, whether you like it or not. The eyeballs are drawn to Caitlin Clark. And this is the most watched WNBA game in 23 years. And so she's here to stay, and she is going to move the needle. And a lot of the casual sports fans are going to tune in to see Caitlin Clark. And she's just a rookie. She's 22 years old. She was going up against one of the top defenses in the WNBA, not playing against college kids anymore. So Caitlin Clark will be fine. They will take on the New York Liberty today. That's going to be their home opener on Prime Video. A lot of televised games for the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark. Let's go over to the NBA playoffs, where the Boston Celtics once again advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, really, was there a question that they would make it to the Eastern Conference Finals? 113-98. Jason Tatum led the way with 25 points. Meanwhile, the Dallas Mavericks take a commanding 3-2 series lead over the Oklahoma City Thunder by winning 104-92 in OKC. Luka Doncic with 31 points. And the Dallas Mavericks can close it out on Saturday. Still a lot of time to think about the series, but I think it's pretty much over. The Dallas Mavericks are going to go back to the Western Conference Finals, where they will more than likely face the Denver Nuggets. I think the Nuggets end up closing this series out. They are taking on the Timberwolves in Minnesota, and they could wrap this bad boy up. Meanwhile, Friday, the New York Knicks have a commanding 3-2 series lead over the Indiana Pacers. I still think this series is going to go 7 games because the Knicks and the Pacers, they both play well at home. But I'm telling you, I love the NBA, and we've got superstars everywhere. I kind of feel like the East is wide open. The West is where most of the talent is. You have your top 5 players, and I'm excited to see that matchup between Luka and the Joker. It's going to be awesome. Over in the NHL playoffs, you have the Colorado Avalanche leading the Dallas Stars, trying to save off elimination as Dallas has got a 3-1 series lead tonight in the NHL playoffs. The New York Rangers lead the Carolina Hurricanes 3-2, and the Edmonton Oilers and the Vancouver Canucks, that series is tied at 2 apiece. Major League Baseball, well, the Chicago Cubs ended up defeating the Braves 7-1. They took 2 out of 3. Against the Bravos, and Charlie Morton gets his first loss of the season. The Cubs were up 5-0. And it's going to seem like from here on out, the Braves are going to be scoreboard watching, you know, taking two out of three. The Phillies have a three-game win streak, and they have a three-game lead on the Atlanta Braves, which, by the way, the Atlanta Braves taking on the Padres on Friday for a three-game series at Truist Park. Well, the NFL schedule came out, and I love how they just tease these games before they actually release the schedule on the NFL Network and actually watching it. I do have some thoughts about the entire NFL schedule. First of all, why are we having football games on Netflix? I guess it's a big business, and if we're going to have football games on Amazon Prime, might as well have it on Netflix. The opener, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs. That is going to be Thursday, September the 5th. And then we've got the Friday opener in Brazil, the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles. And, of course, the Atlanta Falcons will open the season taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. We don't know if it's going to be Justin Fields or Russell Wilson being the starter in Pittsburgh, but we do know that the Atlanta Falcons will have Kirk Cousins as the starting quarterback to start the season. And the Falcons, surprisingly, have got some televised games to include a Monday night game, week two, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. And then in week three, a Sunday night game, September the 22nd, taking on Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. They also face the Buccaneers on Thursday night on October the 3rd on Prime Video. And then another Monday night football game taking on the Las Vegas Raiders on December the 16th. So a lot of televised games, and we're going to see some primetime games. The Falcons will take on the Minnesota Vikings on December the 8th as Kirk Cousins makes his return to Minnesota. How about on November the 3rd, the Dallas Cowboys coming into the Mercedes-Benz Stadium to take on the Atlanta Falcons? Let's kind of run down the schedule. Let's start in week one. And when we talked about the Thursday and Friday night games, the Sunday night football game for week one is going to be massive. The Rams and the Lions. And then the Monday night football game is the Jets and the 49ers as Aaron Rodgers makes his trip back to the Bay Area. Week two, pretty good Thursday night game, the Bills and the Dolphins. And then the Sunday night game, the Bears and the Titans. And the Monday night game, of course, Falcons and Eagles. Week three, the Thursday night game, Patriots and Jets. The Sunday night game is the Chiefs and the Falcons. And then the doubleheader Monday night, September 23rd, Jaguars taking on the Bills and the Commanders taking on the Bengals. Week four, the Sunday night game, Bills and Ravens. It's a pretty good Sunday night matchup. And then another doubleheader Monday night, the Titans and the Dolphins. And the Seahawks and the Lions, week five, the Sunday night game. The Cowboys and the Steelers, I'm telling you right now, that's going to get a massive rating. And then the Monday night game, the Saints and the Chiefs, week six. The Thursday night game, October the 10th. Oh, anytime the 49ers play the Seahawks, I am excited about that. And you also have the Sunday night game. Joe Burrow should be back, taking on the New York football Giants, and then the Monday night football game, the Bills and the Jets. Week seven, you've got another doubleheader for Monday night football, the Ravens and the Buccaneers and the Chargers and the Cardinals. And they expect Aaron Rodgers to be completely healthy. They got the Jets and the Steelers Sunday night football, which is very fitting because Aaron Rodgers is going to be in a lot of primetime games. Week eight, like they did last year for Sunday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys taking on the San Francisco 49ers. That's going to be a very good game. Week nine, the Jaguars and the Eagles. When was the last time that the Jaguars were on Sunday Night Football? It's been a while. Anyway, the Buccaneers and the Chiefs, November the 4th, Monday Night Football. Week 10, Bengals, Ravens. The muted game, Giants-Panthers. Oh, I don't know about that one. Lions and Texans. I'm excited about that Sunday night game on November the 10th. And then the Dolphins and the Rams on Veterans Day. So if we move over to week 13, the Thanksgiving games. Oh, this is going to be great. Caleb Williams, Jared Goff. This might be the most exciting Thanksgiving game that I have ever seen. Bears and Lions for Thanksgiving, that 12:30 game. Giants, Cowboys. Always a tradition to have the Lions and the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. And then the Dolphins, Packers. That's on Thanksgiving as well. Hey, Jim Harbaugh makes his return for the first time in Atlanta since the 2013 NFC Championship game as the Los Angeles Chargers come into the Benz on December the 1st to take on the Atlanta Falcons. How about this Sunday night game on December 1st? 49ers, Bills. Wow. And then the game of the week for CBS, the one where Jim Nantz and Tony Romo are going to broadcast, Eagles-Ravens. Guarantee you they are going to be broadcasting that. Remember that the number one team for Fox is going to be Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady. So looking forward to seeing Tom Brady as a color commentator. I think he is going to be a star. And then Monday night, December 9th, Bengals-Cowboys. How about Chargers-Chiefs Sunday night? And then I think that the Fox NFL game of the week is going to be probably Bears 49ers. When it comes to NFL scheduling, I am all for flex scheduling. You know, quarterbacks, main players do get injured, and sometimes people don't want to see a backup quarterback in a primetime slot. But toward the end of the season, we'll start having more weekend games, the Christmas games on Netflix, Wednesday night football. How about this? Chiefs, Steelers, Ravens, Texans, all on Wednesday night football on Christmas. But of course, they are on Netflix. Seahawks, Bears on Prime Video. Well, I tell you, the streaming service is really taking off now because Netflix is in the live sports game. It is starting to get bigger than we ever imagined. Well, congratulations to the Central Red Devils. Just an outstanding season, but they fell short in the winner-take-all Game 3 today to Bob Jones, 12-3 after they won Game 2, 6-3. They lost Game 1 last night at Oxford. They actually traveled up to Jacksonville State to play games 2 and 3, and they just came up a little short. We appreciate the job that Coach AJ Kehoe has done, and it's quite an accomplishment for the Central Red Devils to make the state championship 3 years in a row. We still got high school baseball championships at the GHSA and the GIAA starting this weekend. Let's start in 7A on May the 17th at Couray Field. You got the defending 7A champion Lowndes taking on Grayson. Over in 6A at Couray Field on May the 18th, you got Etowah taking on Pope. In 5A at Couray Field on May the 16th, you got Cartersville taking on the defending 5A champion Loganville. In the 4A championship on May the 18th at Avant Health Stadium in Rome, Georgia, you got Stars Mill taking on Cherokee Bluff. And the 3A championship at Advent Health Stadium in Rome, Harlem, the defending 3A champions, taking on Calvary Day. In 2A, you got the defending champions, North Cobb Christian, taking on Appling County. That's going to happen on May the 20th at Georgia Southern University. Class A Division II, Charlton County, the defending champions, taking on Lanier County at Georgia Southern. And finally, Class A Division I, the defending champions, Prince Avenue Christian, taking on Tallulah Falls. All right, the GIAA championships, which are going to be on GIAA.tv. Thrift Behringer will have the call. I plan to be there Friday for First Presbyterian Day, Brookstone, Game 2. But you got Edmund Burke Academy taking on Gatewood. And then you also have Valwood taking on Terrell Academy at 4. You got the Flint River Academy Wildcats taking on Robert Toombs Christian Academy. And then at 7, you got Brookstone taking on First Presbyterian Day. Game 2 is going to be held on Friday. Possibly game 3 on Saturday if necessary. If the series is split, we're going to be playing baseball on Saturday at historic Luther Williams Field, and you can catch these games on GIAA.tv. So last weekend, the Columbus State softball team season came to an end in the NCAA tournament. They lost to Flagler, and their season is over. Congratulations. A very successful season, 35-24, and good luck next season. I know it's tough, but they were able to have a very successful season. Meanwhile, the Columbus State baseball team, they ended their season in the Peach Belt Conference baseball tournament on May the 5th, but they did not get a bid into the NCAA tournament, and they finished with a 33-21 record. All right, so yesterday, Thrift Behringer and I did our Georgia-Alabama Sports Live show at the showroom at Glenn Smith Chevrolet GMC in Opelika. Because I had a work conflict, I could not make it for the first hour of the show. I want to give a big shout out to WRBL sports anchor Tyler Redmond for filling in for that first hour. I was able to chime in that second hour. I was actually, when I got there, had a work conference call, but I was able to produce that first hour, and Tyler just knocked it out of the park like he always does. A great asset, and he is definitely a part of Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We had the new Pacelli Athletic Director, Calvin Thomas, on the show, and we also had Brett Taylor from GIAA.tv. So a great show. Looking forward to multiple guests coming on future shows for Georgia Alabama Sports Live. And tonight at the county, Danny Durham Field. I will be on the call with Rick Beach from Kutsu Sports as we are going to be live streaming the spring game for Harris County and Spencer. By the way, Harris County is part of my two-a-days later on in the show. PGA Championship starts today, and Scottie Scheffler is the odds-on favorite to win, and why not? He won the Masters. He's trying to go for the Grand Slam. It will take place at Valhalla Golf Course in Louisville, Kentucky. So Scottie Scheffler does come in with the best odds to win the PGA Championship at 4-1. Some of the other favorites include Brooks Koepka, Rory McIlroy. I don't expect Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson to make the cuts. But the defending champion is Brooks Koepka. Another big sporting event this weekend, the Preakness, as Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan will run in the Preakness, which still gives sports fans hope that we could possibly have a Triple Crown winner. Look, this doesn't happen that often in sports, but when it does, it is something that is a sight to see. And anytime we have winners of the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, we get excited. And the last Triple Crown winner was Justify. That took place in 2018. American Pharoah won the Triple Crown in 2015. And it was the first Triple Crown winner since Affirmed in 1978. Also had Seattle Slew in 1977. Secretariat, well, they made a movie about him, 1973. And so it's only happened twice in the last 45 years. So it is something special. And I'm rooting for Mystic Dan to win the Preakness so we can have something to talk about when it comes time for the Belmont Stakes. I do want to mention this on the sports beat because the last weekend in June, June 29th, it's the annual Isaiah Crowell football camp. And Isaiah Crowell considered one of the best football players to ever come out of the Fountain City. I'm excited this year that I get to be a part of this, because last year I had a work conflict and I ended up missing it. But Georgia Alabama Sports Live will be there. Hopefully we can get an interview with Isaiah Crowell, the former Cleveland Brown and New York Jet. I always talk about the accolades and what Isaiah Crowell meant to me, because he was the first big-time recruit out of Columbus before I even moved to Columbus. It was 2011. Georgia was looking for a running back, and they got the number one recruit in the nation. So this football camp put on by Isaiah Crowell is free to the public, but space is limited. It is put on by Sports Visions, and it is offered for ages 7 through 12, and registration starts Monday, June the 3rd. Meanwhile, the Columbus Lions will be in action on May the 25th as they are taking on the Harrisburg Stampede. They are undefeated on the season. That's going to be a fun Memorial Day weekend. And then their next two home games after that, June the 8th, is Military Appreciation Night, where they will face the Peach State Cats. And then closing out the regular season on June the 14th, as they will take on the Corpus Christi Tritons. Right, why don't we go ahead and take a break? Let's go pay some bills. And when we come back, I'm going to bring on David Boyd. He is the event director for the Columbus Sports Council. We've got a lot to talk about. There's so many upcoming events happening this summer, to include the NAIA World Series. And I'm privileged to announce here on the Sports Beat that for the third year in a row, I plan on having media credentials, and I will be covering that event. Although I am disappointed that my alma mater, Freed Hartman University, did not make it to the NAIA World Series. They actually lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. It's still going to be a fun event, and I'm hoping to have a great time. All right, we'll be back with David here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live.
Yeah! Stick around.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
All around the world, tech companies are innovating and driving returns for investors. Our crowd analyzes companies across the global private market, selecting those with the greatest growth potential, and then brings them to you. From personalized medicine to robotics to cybersecurity, where companies spend $150 billion annually, our crowd is identifying innovators so you can invest when growth potential is greatest, early. Now you can invest in Sotero, which has developed a patented new approach to data protection that eliminates the gaps of traditional methods, securing any data asset, whether it's on-premise or in the cloud. Sotero is trusted by one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies. Explore Sotero's potential at OurCrowd.com/Prager. Join the fastest growing venture capital investment community for free at OurCrowd.com/Prager.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan.
Shopping for insurance doesn't have to be stressful. I'm Christy, owner of Ellsworth Insurance, located here in Newnan, Georgia. We are an independent agency with access to multiple carriers for home, auto, life, health, and commercial insurance. We are your one-stop shop for your insurance needs. www.insurewithellsworth.com 770-755-7053. We look forward to meeting you soon.
How is everybody doing? Welcome to yet another episode of the Sports Beat with Rich Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Glad that you could join us, as I've got a very special guest that is coming on the show. He is the event coordinator of the Columbus Sports Council. Please welcome to the Sports Beat, David Boyd.
Hey, good to see you, Richard.
All right. The reason why I have you on my podcast is this is a podcast that's based out of Columbus, Georgia, and I'm excited because there's a lot of events that's put on by the Columbus Sports Council. One in particular has been near and dear to my heart is the NAI World Series, and that's coming up Memorial Day weekend. I've had the privilege to have media credentials the past 2 years. I plan on being there for a third year. I really got interested in this because my alma mater, Freed Hardeman University, who was a softball powerhouse back in 2022, was the number all overall third seed, but did lose in that first game. And it was really great for the city of Columbus. But we haven't really had a whole lot of local teams in Georgia. I know Georgia Gwinnett has been a part of the NAI World Series. But in your opinion, you know, with Columbus really being the home for softball because of the USA softball team winning the gold in 96, how big is the NAIA World Series in the Fountain City?
It's big, man. It's a great event. Going back, we did have Auburn University Montgomery here. It was a few years ago, but we had a local girl from Northside High School who played in the tournament. So that was pretty neat, showing the history going back. But we have teams from all over the country here. I mean, you're looking at Oregon, from, you know, there's teams from Indiana, and they're coming down here to battle it out for a championship and being the best team in the NAIA Softball World Series.
And some of the other events that we have had over this past year, I had the privilege to be a part of the broadcast for GIAA.TV with Thrift Behringer at Columbus State for the GIAA Basketball Championships. That was such a success, not only to have the local school, St. Apicelli, win it for the girls and for the boys, but we featured all classifications of the GIAA at Columbus State. A great event put on by the Columbus Sports Council. And then a couple weeks later, we had the diving and swimming championships for the NAIA at the Columbus Aquatic Center. Such great events, but I know that there's a lot more to come. There is big ideas that's going to be put on for the city because we got so many sporting events that's coming up in the near future, to mention the AA baseball team coming to historic Golden Park in 2025.
Yes, man. Columbus, Georgia, we do have a lot of sports. And you can find, you know, go to our calendar at columbusgasports.com, and it'll give you an idea of what all is going on. That's not everything, but I'm trying to capture as much as we can. It's just when you look at it, the GIAA coming here, they're getting bigger and better and just they're growing. And you've got the NAIA swim and dive. We had swimmers from all over the world, really, not just the country. The schools are from the country, but we had international swimmers, had the international flair. We have, you know, NAIA softball. We got national clubs, NCSA this week, National Club Softball Association, which is 16 of your top college club softball teams in the country will be here starting Thursday and finish up with the championship on Sunday. It's great softball. I mean, you got teams like club teams like Michigan, Michigan State, Florida State. It's their club version, and they're just as competitive. NAIA, we're rolling in here with some. I mean, this, if you haven't ever come to the World Series and seen the caliber of play, these ladies are amazing. I mean, they play their hearts out, and you do get international players. We have had teams roll in here, and a couple of the players off the international teams are in college. So, I mean, it is just an amazing event, and our calendar is – if you're one of those people that says there's nothing going on, undoubtedly you never get off your couch, because there is so much happening in this town. And that's from the sports side of what I see. But Columbus, Georgia, we are just a special location to host events and with the support we get.
And with the 2024 Olympics coming up in July in Paris, is there talks about the USA softball team maybe having an exhibition? I thought that was a big deal 2 years ago, USA was taking on Chinese Taipei, Japan, Australia. It was such an incredible event at the South Commons Softball Complex. Is there a possibility that USA Softball can make their return to Columbus?
We haven't heard anything about that yet, or have worked, you know, had them acquire. I mean, we'd love to have them. I mean, this is their home. I mean, we are the home of the gold medal, man. The only gold medal in the United States was won here in Columbus, Georgia.
Well, I know their headquarters is in Oklahoma City, but I mean, that was a big moment in Columbus sports history. In my opinion, the greatest sports moment to happen on Columbus soil. I always say number one is the 2006 Northern Little League, but that happened up in Williamsport. It's the gold medal. Lisa Fernandez.
Yes.
1-0 victory over China in the gold medal game at Golden Park where they play baseball. But I saw highlights on the 96 Olympics. That whole outfield was completely packed with fans. I don't think that Golden Park has ever had that many fans in the baseball stadium, which converted to softball for the 96 Olympics.
Now, look, I don't know if you're reading my shirt, but it is the one from International Cup when Team USA was here.
Oh, I love it.
But, they're awesome. And you see a lot of the ones that were on the junior team that were here are the ones that are graduating now and getting drafted into the AU sports. So we had so many world-class athletes in here for International Cup for that. You know, it was right before Worlds in Birmingham when they rolled in through here and did the exhibition. I mean, those ladies, they are amazing people too. They're not just softball players. They do a lot of great things off the field.
All right. Columbus is also known for whitewater rafting, and that's why our indoor soccer team was nicknamed the Rapids. Has there been talks about any professional whitewater rafting or any kayaking that might happen in Columbus? I mean, that can be a big event, too, that can be put on by the city. Is there a future for that, for, like, professional kayaking coming to the Fountain City?
Well, we did have an event within the last month. Sponsored by our locals here. There was a great kayaking event, and we're always looking, and they're always looking. It's a team effort with Uptown, and you got all these different groups working together. So we're always looking at what we can do to put in those venues. So nothing on the calendar right now, but, you know, stay tuned to the Sports Council in this amazing city, because, you know, we're going out there and doing everything we can to highlight it, to bring people here, you know, get a taste of our Southern hospitality and just be a part of the family here.
So, David, let's bring it back to the love of sports in Columbus. Obviously, I've lived in Columbus for 10 years. I love sports, and I love going back into the history. But you, as the event coordinator of the Columbus Sports Council, how long have you been doing it? And what brought you to be the event coordinator, to be a part of this city and putting on special events?
Oh, wow. I've been with the Sports Council now about 14 years, working on my 15th year. And it's been great. I mean, I work with an amazing executive director. You've met Mary Sherman, and we've got Ashley now on board. Oh, yeah. So we got a great team. And it started out for me. I was volunteering for the Sports Council. And then through volunteering, I ended up, you know, they offered me a job, and I came on board. And I played sports growing up, and, you know, I'm still a baseball card collector. So, I mean, I still have, you know, love of sports, and I get to meet people. The amazing thing for me is I meet people from all over. I mean, international, local, the athletes, their families. And a lot of times, you know, you come as just the athlete, but you leave as part of our family. We get to know you. You get to enjoy our community. And we got such a great support system. I mean, we got people here that do everything they can to help put on a great event. So from my perspective and where I sit, I got great support. I got great people. I got great leadership. I mean, it's part of still being a part of that team. I mean, being an ex-athlete, you know, too, you enjoy being a part of a great team. And when you get that opportunity, you relish it and run with it.
All right. So the next event that's coming up is the NAIA World Series. It's been put on by the Fountain City for the last 3 years. I know that Brad Sagan does a great job just putting this on and just being a part of it. And just tell everybody how they can get tickets for this event and when does it start? I know it starts Memorial Day weekend, but I think – they'll start like on that Thursday, the opening round. It's a double elimination tournament, and it wraps up that Wednesday after Memorial Day. So it's really just a special event. Teams all over the country, hoping to get some Georgia teams, because I think if we get some Georgia teams like Georgia Gwinnett or maybe even Point University or Truett McConnell, I mean, you're going to see a lot of fans pack South Commons. I know that there wasn't a whole lot of fans last year, I admit, because it was an all-Oregon final. But, you know, some of the fans that I've talked to from
other parts of the region. We started to show how beautiful Columbus is. You can tell my virtual backdrop. I mean, this is the staple of Columbus, the Riverwalk, the history of the Fountain City. And they really appreciate the hospitality of Columbus putting on just an incredible event. But when does that event start?
It starts May 23rd. It's going to run through, like you said, the 29th. No games on Sunday. That's, you know, like an emergency date if needed, because I'm not going to say the word weather. I said it. My bad. But, I mean, we're going to have it running through there. You've got the championship, like you said, is on that 29th, and that'll be a great day. But it's great softball throughout, being that double elimination in the stadium. It's that championship feel the whole time they're here. It's going to be a great time. You can get tickets. You can go to our website, columbusjsports.com. Go to click under like facilities, go to sports, click on softball, and there's a direct link to get you tickets, because all the tickets are sold online for this. There's no tickets at the, you know, paying at the door or at the gate. You're going to have to go ahead and order them. You order them online through your phone or your laptop, whichever's easiest for you.
And you can get a season pass. You could pay one price and get into all the games. I'm telling you, once you get into double elimination games, we've got games hitting the ground running all day on Saturday and on Friday. Fridays and Saturdays all day. And then when we get into the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we've got double elimination, and it's absolutely incredible. I love the NAIA. I love the NAIA. You know, I went to a school that was an NAIA school. Yeah. We know about Point University. We know about Tuskegee. We've got some local NAIA schools, hoping one day we could have them in this incredible event, and so we could just pack that stadium. But it's really been great having you on and talking about the upcoming events. Before I let you go, David, another event that's really near and dear to my heart. As you know, we live stream a lot of high school games for Georgia Alabama Sports Live, including we live stream the Northside Harris County softball game. That's another great event. In October, the GHSA State Championships at the South Common Softball Complex. Is it going to be here again in 2024? And
yes.
Can we expect like teams like Northside, Harris County, Columbus to make this tournament?
Look, you know we want them in there because, you know, we're kind of greedy on state championships. We want to keep it here in the Fountain City, man. We don't want to give it up. But yeah, it'll be back in October. That's one of the neat thing about it too, is it's in the fall. There are so many college coaches that are here that are available to look at these girls. So it's a great time. You know, we've had hits with weather, but it's always a great tournament. And, you know, with Northside being as good as it is, Harris County, Columbus, you know, we all have done this since I was in high school. We root for the favorites of the hometown. You know, you got my school, we go head to head. It's my school. But after that, it's all about the area.
No question about it. Thank you so much, David, for taking time out of your busy schedule and being a guest on the Sports Beat, talking about the upcoming events that's put on by the Columbus Sports Council. And you also have a very unique partnership with the Chattahoochee Valley Hall of Fame. And I was a part of the banquet for the 2024 induction ceremony. I can't wait to be a part of the banquet for the 2025 induction ceremony. And really, I love that partnership with the Columbus Sports Council. And being a part of Georgia Alabama Sports Live and the Sports Beat, would love to get you back on to talk about any events that could be happening in the next coming months.
Oh, we love to do it. We love talking sports and putting them on.
All right. And
appreciate you taking this time, but let me give a quick shout out.
Yeah, you're
talking about the NAIA, the World Series. How about that Parks and Rec ground crew that turned that field over for every game?
Yeah, outstanding.
Sometimes you got a lot of unsung heroes, man, and you just got to, you know, give them a little bit of that acknowledgement that they deserve, because they're hardworking and they make it that championship experience. And I want to make sure that we didn't leave them out.
Oh, and one more thing before we go, how can somebody be a member of the Columbus Sports Council? If they love sports so much, is there a way that they could donate or be a board member or just be a part of the Columbus Sports Council?
Really, the big thing is volunteers. We're always looking for volunteers because we got, you know, so many events that utilize volunteers, and that is a great way to help us out. I mean, we could use some good solid volunteers. If you love sports, that's going to put you right there. I mean, right there in the mix of it. So, I mean, you can go to our website, the ColumbusGASports.com website, click on volunteer, shoot us a message, and let's get you signed up, and you can come out here and enjoy it with us.
All right. Thanks, David. David Boyd, the event manager of the Columbus Sports Council. Thank you so much, everybody, for watching yet another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. And we will see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Hi, I'm Holly Reese. I'm the founder of Warrior Defenders. I'm a certified tactical self-defense instructor, and I specialize in women's self-defense. I teach technical drills for survival skills and education on self-defense tools and how to use them. My journey started in self-defense because I'm a domestic violence survivor. I'm here to empower women, to teach them how to be their own heroes, and to learn today to have a safer tomorrow.
You can find Holly online at www.warriordefenders.com.
Hey there, folks. Looking for the top expert in Medicare, health insurance, and life insurance? Look no further than CP Financial. Meet Charmaine, your trusted agent. Charmaine works with multiple companies, ensuring you get the options tailored just for you. Why settle for less when you can have the best? 706-525-5931 and speak to Charmaine, CP Financial top local sales agent. Your peace of mind is just a call away.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
Ready to earn some sweet Southern rewards? Check out the Southern Rewards Cashback account from Southern States Bank, where debit card transactions earn you cash back. With our Southern Rewards Cashback account, you can earn up to $30 a month. Sign up for your Southern Rewards Cashback account today. Terms and conditions apply. Visit your nearest branch or check us out online at southernstatesbank.net to learn more. Southern States Bank, your rewards. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, and MLS number 410611. Looking for the right bank to be your partner? Experience the difference at Southern States Bank. At Southern States Bank, we're not just your bankers, we're your partners. Our team is deeply rooted in the community, and we take pride in providing personalized service. Come to Southern States Bank, where great service comes naturally. Visit us today or check us out at southernstatesbank.net. Southern States Bank, your community, your bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 410611.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. It is time for my two-a-days. I didn't have an opportunity to do the two-a-days yesterday because I had a jam-packed show, and then the day before, Thrip Behringer and I did the Georgia Alabama Sports Live show. But my two-a-days are going to feature Harris County and Auburn. Harris County, 2 years removed after a very tough season under first-year head coach Tommy Watson, but they turned it around. They make it all the way to the quarterfinals, and they were hosting a playoff game, and it was their best season they had in over a decade. Auburn, well, it's the same old story. Auburn is one of the top programs in the Chattahoochee Valley, 2 years removed from the state title game against Thompson and losing to Central in the semifinals of the state playoffs. But Auburn has a very good team under Coach Etheridge. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to recap the 2023 season for both schools. Let's go ahead and start with Harris County. And boy, did it start off with a bang. In fact, I was there with Rick Peach from Kudzu Sports as we called the Russell County-Harris County game. And it ended in walk-off fashion with a field goal to win the game. How about that? It was such an incredible moment for the Harris County community. And when you go to a Harris County football game, that atmosphere in Hamilton, Georgia, well, you can't beat it. And I know they started off the season on the road losing to Troup County, but, you know, come on, it's Troup County, it's Teo Todd. The moment that really defied the season was that walk-off win over Russell County, and then they followed it with a win over Shaw, and then Howard and Hardaway, and then all of a sudden, people are starting to talk about Harris County when they knocked off Sandy Creek, when they beat Northside, and then when they finally beat McIntosh to win the region, hosted three playoff games, but did lose to Jefferson. I mean, Jefferson had one of the best running backs in the state, Downtown Sammy Brown, who's now playing at Clemson. They did lose to Jefferson 35-12. A lot of seniors that have left that team, including quarterback Levi Watson and Matei Yeoman. But they do have Rand Ogletree. They do have Zykavius Gate. And they got Tim Hudson. They got some good defensive players as well, like Joshua Jones and Christian Olsen. And looking for Bishop Adams to have a big season. I'm trying to get familiarized with Harris County because I'm going to be on the call with Rick Beach from Kudzu Sports on Thursday for their spring game against Spencer. And I can't wait. So 2023, a very successful season. Most wins in program history, 11-2, 4-0 in the region. Now let's take a look at the upcoming schedule for the 2024 season for the Harris County Tigers. On August the 16th, they are taking on a familiar rival from back in the day, the Manchester Blue Devils, over in Meriwether County, a bordering county. They're going to have a lot of fans. That's going to be packing that stadium. And Manchester had a pretty good season. Manchester, under their first-year head coach, DeMonta Prather. Looking forward to seeing what Manchester and Harris County does on the 16th of August. Hosting Troup County. This will be a Troup County team without Teo Todd. Coach Tanner Glisson is going to have a good team, and they're going to come into the county, and I expect a great matchup between these two rival schools. And how about this? We've got a treat for you, because on August the 30th, they are taking on the Carver Tigers. That's going to be a great matchup between two powerhouses from 10 years ago, and the Carver Tigers going up to the county. Great atmosphere. On the road in a non-region game against Doherty down in Albany on September the 6th. On the road, first region game at Terrace Stadium, taking on Jonesboro on September the 20th. And then they are hosting the Northside Patriots on September the 27th. And then hosting the Griffin Bears on October the 4th. Hosting Stars Mill on October the 11th. And then hosting Mundy's Mill on October the 18th, and then finally on the road in Carrollton, Georgia, taking on Central of Carrollton on October the 18th. I think Harris County is going to probably take a step back this year because losing that senior leadership of Levi Watson and Matei Yeoman, who was the majority of their offense. They still have playmakers. Rian Ogletree is a playmaker. I just can't wait until that spring game against Spencer. Going to be on the call with Rick Beach from Kudzu Sports on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Now, let's take a look at the Auburn Tigers. Auburn seems to be powerhouse just about every year, but either they get by Central or they lose to Central in the semifinals. It seems like it happens every year. This time, they lost to Central in the quarterfinals. They lost to Central in the regular season. They were 0-2 against Central. Had an upset loss at home in week two last year to Enterprise. I think that changed the momentum, and they finished 6-2 in the region, which was good for third place because they tied with Enterprise and they tied with Dothan, and Enterprise ended up having the tiebreaker, so Auburn ended up playing Central in the quarterfinals. But they did get the road victory over Baker. All their playoff games, they had to go on the road. But they had a pretty good season. 9-3 overall, 6-2 in region play. You know, made a statement early, beating Hoover on the road 39-14. And then they rallied off five straight wins before they lost to Central on October the 20th. And then you look at the team that Coach Etheridge had last year. They're losing their leading receivers, Ian Nation, Cody Palmer, and Griffin McClain. But Omar Mapson is coming back, folks. He was a sophomore running back that averaged over 106 yards a game, and he also had 16 touchdowns. Their leading tackler, Ty Hudson, could be coming back, and the leading sack leader, Caleb Pitts, should be coming back, along with, in the secondary, LaMichael Gunn. So this defense is solid, and Jackson Kilgore is coming back for his senior season. I can't wait to see what the Auburn Tigers do in 2024. Now let's take a look at the 2024 schedule. All right. Thursday night on August the 22nd, they are home against North Miami Beach. Man, they're just playing just about everybody. You remember a couple of years ago when they almost upset IMG Academy? Well, why not stack the schedule and get one of the top programs in North Miami Beach, a school in Florida that, even though despite their 4-7 record, they look like a very good powerhouse. And then take it on Vestavia Hills. Man, they are just stacking this schedule. August the 30th, Vestavia Hills is coming to the Duck. And then their rival, the Opelika Bulldogs, coming to the Duck on September the 6th. I do want to say a big shout out to Jared Dillard, my former broadcasting partner from the Columbus Lions. He helps in the media department for Auburn High School, does all their broadcasts and does a phenomenal job, and wish him the best of luck this season. On the road against Enterprise on September the 13th, back at home September the 20th, taking on Jag. On the road, a non-region game on the 26th of September, taking on Moody. And then at Garrett Harrison Stadium on October the 4th, a little bit earlier in the season for an Auburn Central game, but we got Auburn and Central, which is probably the game of the year. Every year, Auburn Central is usually the high school game of the week for WRBL and WTVM, and it's definitely going to be the high school game of the week for Georgia Alabama Sports Live and Sports Beat. All right, so October the 11th, they are hosting Smith Station at the Duck, and then on the road October the 18th against a new region opponent, Carver Montgomery, and then finally at the Duck to wrap up the regular season, taking on the Dothan Wolves. Auburn, they got their returning quarterback, their returning running back. Most of their players are coming back from defense. Yeah, I think it's going to be a great season for the Auburn Tigers. All right, on tomorrow's show, I'm going to feature on my two-a-days, Schley County. Remember, Schley County went to the state title game 2 years ago, lost to Bowden in the semifinals. And Locha Poca, the Poca way is working. Remember head coach Rico Newton said a couple years ago, state title or bust? Well, the Locha Poca Indians are now in 2A, and that is going to be problematic for some teams that they're going to have to play, like Lynette and like Real Town. Oh, it's about to get real up at Locha Poca. All right, everybody, that is all the time we have here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. I want to thank David Boyd from the Columbus Sports Council. Don't forget, we've got Braves Country Radio with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's coming up next. Thank you for listening to another episode, and we will talk to you next time. Bye, everybody.
Put one of those hash browns at the end, you know, like hash brown Team Cobra Kai or something, and then send it to the internet.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
When you really need something to get you through a long graduation ceremony, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worms' soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors will give everyone a reason to celebrate. So when you want to notch the festivities up a couple degrees, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way for everyone to celebrate. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
This is Austin Black, and I am the host of Behind the Tunes. Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite songs and the journeys of those that sing them? Well, each week, we invite you to go behind the tunes and step into the stories behind your favorite Christian artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. WQEE. Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.